Not a good weekend.
Definitely made a mistake. Got to learn from it. It was a stupid decision by my part, but I got to learn from it. And we got a tough game on Saturday. I got to prepare for. So that's the next step.
How difficult was it to make the call to Coach Aaron?
Of course it was difficult. It was a disappointing phone call. Obviously you felt like you have definitely let some people down. I apologize to, my family, of course, coaches, my teammates, because I'm sure they had to hear a lot from my decision. But, it was a hard decision to call, Coach Wilson and Coach Ferentz, and let them know what happened. But, they're standing by me. They're father figures in my life, so it's a good thing to have them in my life. So they handled it pretty well, and I just got to learn from it.
You
have been a captain prior to this. Now you won't be a captain this week. Is that one of the penalties? Does that hurt?
Definitely does hurt my. Yeah. I feel it because since I've been here, I've tried to lead my team obviously in the right direction, and this year being my senior year, I wanted to definitely have the captain name underneath my belt. But it's unfortunate. Like I said, it's my life. I got to learn from it.
Are you surprised you're playing this weekend? Were you ever worried that it would be a suspension?
I knew Coach would handle it pretty well. Like he said to you guys, I'm pretty sure, and he said to me, I've been in pretty good shape since I've been here. I haven't really been in any trouble. I've been kept my nose clean, so I've tried to try. I just knew he's gonna come up with the best decision possible, and I'm fortunate I get to play on Saturday, and I'm gonna go out there and play my best.
Did you make both phone calls? Did you actually call Kirk, or did Coach Wilson call Kirk?
To be honest, I don't think that really matters.
Right.
I talked to him, and when I got out, so that's the number one thing.
What do you learn from something like this? You said it's a learning experience. What do you take out of this?
It's anything can happen to anybody. I'm sure everyone has their beliefs of what happened out there. And, it's just like when we lose a football game, everyone has their beliefs on what we should have done and this and that. But, at the end of the day, it's all in-house. Our football team, we know what we have to do. And, I know what I should have did. So, it's the same thing. It correlates to a football game. And, I think Coach Ferentz does a good job of keeping our information in-house. And, That's definitely what I'm learning from it.
What was it like when the cops caught up with you, though? I mean, did you, what was going through your mind at that point in time?
To be honest, it was an incident that, could have very easily been, resolved. But, just going through my head, I just felt like, I let a lot of people down, obviously. And that was just the number one thing.
Do you feel it was kind of just you were kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time, or this is just something that could have been easily avoided?
No, it definitely could have been avoided. It wasn't one of them situations. I felt it just escalated to where it shouldn't have, but it could have easily been resolved, and it didn't have to get that far, but it did. So, like I said, I got to learn from it.
Do you still feel like you have something to the truth? Maybe will come out in the legal process.
Oh yeah, I definitely believe it will. Like I said, as of right now, I know Coach Ferentz knows the truth, and I know that he's keeping it in-house and stuff like that. So, as far as everybody else, having their own stories and this and that, I could care less. I know that Coach Ferentz knows. I know that my teammates know. I know that my coaches and my family know. So you see it on TV all the time when people get in trouble. You want to speculate on what really happened and this and that, and you hear it in the media. But you got to kind of look through the media and see what people really. See what the problem really was, and I know what the problem was. I know the people close to me do too, and maybe someday it might get out. I could care less. I just know that people close to me know right now.
Well, Micah, here's your chance. What in your eyes? What happened?
I got a game to prepare for and stuff like that. So, I'm not going there.
So you're saying though, if you know more details that would maybe shed a more positive light on you that we don't know, a lot more that happened in this thing.
I got a game to prepare for. I got a big week ahead of me, just like my teammates do. We got to prepare for this weekend. I'm not, going into detail with all this stuff. Just, it's just unfortunate I made a mistake, and, I have to learn for it, me personally, and I apologize to people once again.
Just to be clear, you pled guilty to one charge and not guilty to another, just so I have it right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Football questions?